show to do, you know? One time for your mom. Let's go to sleep in Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Fall in love in Chicago.
Big boy football. Making moves.
Jordan.
I mean, don't mind me. I mean, I'm always... Well, everybody, this is Kate. Kate's been on plenty of times. She's been on all stages of the podcast, I guess.
Exactly. I remember what kind of mic she used in the beginning.
Right. In the beginning, there was a phone.
It was literally your phone set in the middle. We had to make sure you were actually recording.
Oh, damn. You already got fans. My friend from last week said he's trying to be on the podcast with you.
Come over.
By the time he gets here, this shit will be over. Yeah, we'll do, Gavin, we'll do another one together. It'll be a great time. I'm always here for great times. What the hell? I know, I was going to say something before we went on air, and now I completely forget. That's why I keep, like, waiting a moment. I was waiting for it to come back, but that shit's not coming back.
No.
That shit's gone.
No, it's not important, though.
And I got to turn this Derek Jeter shit down.
You literally just said Derek Cheater. That's A-Rod. He's the cheater.
I mean...
What is this?
So this is supposed to be like a special on Derek Jeter. This is like the second part of it, and they're really fighting. Well, I guess we should go right into it, since I'm mad that I can't fucking remember that what I wanted to say.
All right, let's get started then.
Oh, damn, Kay says she's here for the shit! All right, going to talk about turnoffs. Top turnoffs. And then I will tell you what some people said to me.
Okay.
I'm going to give my friend Latif one of the best comics, and he wants to be a guest, so Latif will be on shortly soon. I'll figure out when. And I put down the biggest turnovers. Sam also put down one of the biggest sports turnovers. Sam, as a Bengals fan, put down, you know, a moment in the playoffs with the Bengals. But as an NBA fan, Latif called the best moment. That moment is right behind you. It's Michael Jordan. It was game 6 of the finals when Jordan stripped Malone on the baseline. Technically, that is one of the biggest turnovers, which led to this shot. And I had to use it because I talked about that shot last week and this week. I used that last week as a trivia question. And then I used, that I was talking about in a moment with someone. I forget who I was talking to. We were talking about the announcers, because the announcers at the game, I feel like the announcers for, like, basketball games and, like, sporting games, like, football games, they're way more, like, animated and, like, creative nowadays. So, like, yeah, I just remember the whole moment. But, yeah, that was, I told him I'd give him a shout-out. So, shout-out to Latif for Malone getting stripped in game 6.
Do these people have pool noodles?
It's Utah. Who knows what they got? Like, they're weird.
This guy literally looks like it's a pool noodle.
I mean, it's Utah. I mean, maybe they got fake pools and shit. Use that shit in the snow. Maybe they use it to make snow angels and shit, to make, like, a real angel.
With a pool noodle?
Yeah, they make snow owls, you know, so that way you can use the pool noodle for, like, the riffles, but you don't have to step in it, you know what I mean?
What the fuck is a snow owl? Who does that?
Like an owl, but, like, in the snow, like, not
Who
a snow
the fuck
angel.
Who does a snow owl?
I don't know, man. People out there do some weird shit, right?
Say, that's something you did growing up, because that's sad.
I mean,
I'll take that back.
No, like, honestly, this is kind of off topic, but, like, trivia tonight was on even, like, a new level. Like, I had a question about Bill Clinton. Oh, fun fact. July, the fourth Sunday in July, is Parents' Day or some shit like that, right? So I asked, in what year did Bill Clinton make that an actual day? And someone was like, was this before or after Monica Lewinsky? And I was like, oh, shit. Y'all on a new level tonight. So, who knows what's to come on this podcast, because the energy that I was in has got me bottled up and ready to, like, let it loose. So, it all might come out. And I will start with one small thing. One of my friends, Ashley, she said one turnoff was smoking cigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, it's just not as common anymore, and it's like, you either are okay with it or you're not, and usually if you're okay with it, you do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you don't do it, you probably hate, like, I hate the smell of it.
I hate the smell of cigs.
I mean, it doesn't, like, bother me if people do it, it's whatever, but I could never date somebody who did it.
Well, I'm old now, so I can't be around a girl who's going to smoke cigs, because it's dangerous to my health, because I'm old. I'm going to get secondhand smoke. My lungs are going to clog up. They're not as strong as they used to be. It's a lot more fried chicken in my system now. So my lungs are just full. So I can't risk it. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, this is going to sound like a double standard, but, like, some women who, like, smoke, I don't know. It's just...
I mean, okay.
No matter what, whoever smokes, but...
I'm not going to sit here and act like I haven't done it. Like,
oh, yeah, I smoked a cig before.
No, but it's literally terrible. I
was like 21 or 22. I was buying packs.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what in my brain thinks when I'm fucked up. Like,
yeah, that is a fucked up thing. Like, when you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Why do we do fucked up things when we're fucked up? That's a good question for mankind. I feel like as we get older, that shit gets, like, different. Like, I'm trying to think of what weird shit I do now that I didn't do when I was younger. And then when I was younger, look back at it now, like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I feel like it's a balance between, maybe not a balance, but a lot of it is you do what you actually want to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's the truth.
But then when you do it,
your judgment's gone, so you're just, like, you're going to go off of what you innately feel like doing in that moment.
Yeah.
Which is, like, well, at least you know where you stand.
I'm trying to think of the most...
But then you also do things that you wouldn't do just because, like, maybe you want to try them.
True.
Like, you lose all sense of judgment and fear. Maybe not all, but a lot of it.
Like, I'm trying to think of something that, like, when I was younger and used to get, like, really fucked up in what I used to do versus, like, what I do now. I'm trying to think. I'll have to come back to that one.
I feel like it's just, like, stupid shit, though.
Yeah.
It's not even... It's just you thinking... It's literally you... acting without thinking. That's all it is. Which is like, everyone does that. Talk about
my fucking penis like that. What's wrong with you, dog?
Exactly. Exactly. Case in point right there. That's what happens.
I plead the fifth. Shout out to my friend Jenna.
That's what happens.
Jenna is a good mother. I'm going to shout out my cuz. He's a good father. And I'm going to shout out, you know, all the people out there that are doing their thing, because if you're a parent, I'm glad that you're doing your job as a parent, because that is a job not to be taken lightly. And if I were to meet a girl that had children and she was a bad mother, it would be a turnoff. A terrible turnoff. Because, like...
That is definitely a turnoff.
Yeah, like, I gotta have children of my own, and if you can't take care of your own child, you ain't having mine.
I mean, that goes back, like, that is just... human nature in itself. Like, you think about the whole, like, the Greek mythology and Oedipus, and wait, is that Oedipus? No. Who am I thinking of?
Oh no, you're getting a little intellectual.
Well, preach, go ahead. Right now. I'm totally blanking. And he was, like, into his mom and killed his father.
What kind of freak shit? What's up?
I think it's Oedipus. I don't know why. Maybe I'm totally wrong there. It's one of them, but it's Greek mythology. And, yeah, that's, like, the theory today is that, like, you, the female that you end up marrying is supposed to be someone who, like, is similar to your mother. Like, you look for somebody who's motherly and reminds you of your mother.
Yeah, I guess I get that.
It's, like, fucked up and weird, but it's true and it makes sense. But it's apparently, it's, like, the same for females, too. Like, yeah. You look for somebody who reminds you of your father, as long as you didn't have, like, a fucked up, like, father-daughter or mother-son situation.
Yeah.
But it is true, that's, like, such a turnoff, because you're looking for somebody, like, most people, not everyone, but most people want to have a family.
Yeah.
And if you're with somebody who just, like, can't do that, or you don't think that they would do a good job at that, like, that's so unattractive. Yeah,
that's true.
Like, even if you're in a situation where you think you just want to fuck around, if you see a girl with kids, and she's, like, great with kids, you know it's a turn-on.
Yeah.
Like... for most guys.
That's true. I'm trying to think what is...
Like, if she's leaving her kid in the fucking car going to the store, and you're just,
it's like 98 degrees. Don't touch the AC! Like, oh my God. I can't lie. There was somebody in AutoZone the other day. And they left... I mean, I don't own a dog, but, like, these people literally, left the dogs in the car. The
fucking windows.
And I was like, damn, that's fucked up. The dogs weren't barking, too. They were calm dogs. So I started to instantly feel bad. Yeah, because they were probably
about to pass out from the heat.
Yeah, that's true. It was hot.
Like, it is too fucking hot in the summer for people to be leaving their fucking dogs in the car. I don't care. Were the windows rolled down?
No, that's what I'm saying. None of the windows were cracked. I was like, yo.
Jordan, why didn't you go into the store and, like, yell at people?
I didn't know whose car it was.
Who gives a fuck? I'd go in there and start screaming.
I was already
ready. I'd be asking for the workers for the fucking microphone.
They ain't got no microphone in AutoZone.
Okay, then I would just be screaming. If you leave,
I'm a black man. I can't do that in Melbourne.
Yes, you can. Yes, you fucking can. Nah. I'd back you up.
Someone would be like, oh my God, we got a mad one in here. Someone come get him. Like, that's what would happen. Like, you have no idea. And next thing you know, I'm like Radio Raheem being dragged out with my boombox. Like, it'll be literally like that, so.
That is, no, that's fucking terrible.
She's right, someone said she's right, O-E...
Oedipus.
Oedipus.
O-E...
O...
I was... No, I thought...
P-P, yeah, you know me.
I was, like, questioning myself for a second, but yeah. It's... That whole situation's just weird. But it is true, and, like, I don't know. I think about it now, and I think about the qualities that I look for, and it's like, wow, yeah, it's...
You know what?
Similar to my dad.
I'm gonna shout out Willie from Philly.
Who's Willie from Philly?
I used to work with Willie from Philly, and I told him I would shout him out and say this, because it kind of... That's what we just said kind of transitions to the next things.
Okay.
People that have low standards... And it's like, I can break this down into categories of low standards. First of all, this is going to sound very judgmental, but like when I see some like decent looking girls and I see like the quality that like they have representing them, I can't lie. Like it's not, I'm not one to judge. Like I don't know anything, but sometimes it's a turnoff. I don't know why.
I mean, it is because you look for somebody who obviously has enough self-esteem to know what they're worth and like know that they deserve more.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like if I saw like the love of my life, Malika Andrews, shout out NBA Today, and she was hanging out with like somebody with like black teeth, like and yellow.
Ew.
And then they had like they were out wearing sandals and had corn on their feet and their toes were black. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be like, yo, Malika, like, what are you doing? She's like, he's handsome. And I honestly, like, I wouldn't watch NBA today. Like, my life would be ruined. Like, I'd probably sit in my room in the dark and light a candle and just think about the times we could have had and how she's spending it with black duct tape teeth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's hanging out with, like, she's hanging out with someone whose teeth look like corn pops. Like, why are you hanging out with someone like that? Like, why are you letting him in? You should be with me.
Okay, but there are, it's not even like, you're also looking at it from a physical aspect, and I think it's that's fucking gross. That's a turn off in itself, as if you're just like not hygienic.
That's
and like you're not clean and you don't care about yourself enough to like be clean. That's just,
you know what, that's what we'll start with. Low standards right there. We'll start with the image of self.
Yeah,
hygiene.
It's like, take care of yourself.
Dirty motherfuckers are a turn off.
Oh my god, like those people would be just, that people, fucking guy Monday, he literally look like he rolled through dirt.
Yeah.
And smelled like he rolled through shit.
People who don't wash their hands when they leave the bathroom.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Also, if somebody's watching you, like...
Yeah.
The fact that you do it, that you don't wash your hands when somebody's watching is even more disgusting. It's like, ugh.
I don't know how I feel about this.
People knowing that?
Somebody one time, they were like, they took a piss and they were walking out and they were like, it's all right, like, I'm not washing my hands, like, I didn't touch my dick. And I'm like...
Wait, how did he not touch his dick?
I mean...
Can you do that?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to be like,
you just
like really squatting over the toilet.
Nah, you just,
and like
do a Superman pose. You know what I mean? What, you just like stand like out? This and then poke it out, stick it out.
I feel like you have to
poke it out.
I feel like you have to have a big wiener for that. What if you got a little guy and just reach?
I mean, you technically,
or strong.
All right, listen. I don't want to say this on camera, and I'm sorry.
I feel like that's,
listen,
a little hard.
So the anatomy of it, when you go pee,
I don't have the wiener. So.
You pull the pants down,
okay,
and then you whip out the sack, and the sack hangs on top of the shorts. Or the pant top, and then everything else is on top of that.
I think this is all things that...
I mean, yeah, if you do have, like, a chow thing, it's just gonna be, like, a river, like, flowing down your balls into the toilet, but...
Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying, like, you put the... Never mind. Anywho. Yeah, people with bad hygiene...
That was, like, way more than I ever needed to know.
I'm sorry. Hey, you asked Kate.
I did, but, like, not like that.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, I just add the code to the Matrix.
Oh, that's so gross. Okay. But no. I just don't want to talk about that anymore. It's so weird. That's so gross.
People...
Now I'm going to stare at everybody that goes to the bathroom pee just and be like, I wonder how they go. Like, what did they do?
I was going to say, people who like bad hygiene, people who don't brush their teeth.
Yeah, I mean, that's just gross because it's like, it's a reflection of yourself and how you want the world to see you. And like, clearly you just don't give a shit. But also like, when there's attractive women that are with guys who just are shitty.
Yeah, that's a turn off too.
Yeah, it's just like, what? Like, this is what you see for yourself?
Yeah.
I don't get that. I mean, if they're shitty, that's a whole different category. Like, if they're just hot and they suck, like, that's whatever. But if they're, like, hot and they're actually a good, like, cool person, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, some people be in situations where it's just like, what you doing? But I mean...
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, that is definitely... Like, yeah, low standards to me is just low standards and, to me, hygiene because... Like I said, people who don't brush their teeth, people who don't shower, people who don't wash their hands, people who blow their nose and want to shake my hand.
Ew, who does that?
Listen, man, people out here are dirty. I'm just going to call it as I see it. There's some gross. Dirty motherfuckers that's out here.
Really gross.
Dirty motherfuckers.
Yeah, I would not be doing that. I'd be like, don't.
I'm trying to think of like the dirtiest. What do you think is like the dirtiest, like, besides like brushing your teeth? Obviously taking a shower. Like, people who don't shower, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, I think that's so gross.
I'm trying to think of something else that's kind of gross that people do on like a regular basis. That it's just like, you're disgusting. I mean, keeping up with your hygiene to me is like pretty much like if you're a grown ass adult and you're not wearing deodorant, like that's dirty. Like if you forget, like people forget, but like if you're like, fuck it, you're dirty.
Also, doesn't it get like sticky? Like especially for a guy because you have all that hair. Yeah. I feel like that's like so much nastier.
What would be like the nastiest like turn off traits for like a female to see in a male? It's like a hygiene, like bad hygiene.
A female to see in what I would think would be gross from a male perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm really fucking big about the whole like teeth and mouth thing. I just think that's so gross because it's so easy to get bad breath. Like it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, showering. Like if you just stink.
I feel like those are like, I feel like I'm missing something, but like those are like the definite like two main things of like hygiene at least.
Yeah. I mean, also if you're like not keeping up with down there.
That is a good question.
That's fucking gross.
That is a good question. Should males manscape? Is that like a, I feel like that's like a 50-50 decision, right?
I mean, yeah, I didn't fucking sign up to like scavenge through the forest. Like, it's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
So just keep up with that. Because that's pretty fucking gross.
People that stink in the winter, LOL.
Yeah, that means they're really stinky.
Yeah, if you stink in the really winter, stinky, you're really you're dirty. You're real dirty. Summer. If you, like, listen, I sweat a lot. And if I was to go to the gym and sweat and play basketball, it's so cold outside, I can get away without showering and people being like, you smell disgusting. If you smell disgusting in the winter, I'm sorry.
Those are the people that were just bred to, through generations and generations, to fucking be in the cold.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not meant to be in the heat. If you stink, like, bad in the winter...
I really was starting to think about it.
You're fucking stinky.
You know what? Let me ask you this question. Is this a turnoff? Eating habits slash how they eat.
No, yes. Because if you're, when you're throwing like some weird ass shit, like I'm a big like sauce girl, like fucking condiments, like people eat shit. Like Eric likes his sandwiches dry, which I think that's just gross. I'm like, all right, you're eating like bread and like meat. Like where's, like that's gross. But when you're loading that shit up like that lady who got fucking 7 dressings on her salad. And I was like, do you just want me to bring you a tub of fucking ranch?
Yeah, that's gross.
At this point, like just scoop the ranch. Because you clearly don't want the salad. Like, you think you're getting some greens in there, but, like, I guess you are, but, like, it's not outweighing that ranch is doing.
You know what kind of sucks in our industry?
It was a soup, Jordan. I cleaned it up.
Ew.
She had ranch soup, like, is what she fucking had. And I went back, like, 6 times. She's like, can I just get some more ranch? And I'm like, all right, how much do you really need? Because I keep bringing back these, like, 3-ounce ramekins.
Why don't you just...
I think that's a lot, but clearly it's not.
She just gave her, like, a tub of ranch and, like, cucumbers or something.
I was literally about to. And just be like, is this what you want? Because clearly you just did not want this salad. Like, I don't...
Lady, this is not what you wanted. I mean...
like, BYOR, bring your own ranch.
There was a guy one time. This motherfucker ordered nachos.
Oh.
A burger with famous fries.
Yo, and our nachos are fucking massive. So if you're getting
and buffalo nuggets.
Yeah, see, that's like, that's...
He was so fucked up, though. He was just, like, inhaling it, like...
Oh, my God. Ew, that's like that guy. Remember the guy who I told you was, like, said how he should have died that day and was, like, supposed to be in Virginia or something?
That's what I'm talking about.
Real?
Because he was with me. He was with me. Remember when he told you? I was like, he was just wandering around the park. Like, I forget how I saw him the next... I think I told... Oh.
But his dead ass was just, like, shoveling shit in his mouth.
This
is fucking disgusting. And I had to clean it up. There was honey mustard everywhere. And then he got, like, to-go food for his girlfriend. He was looking at it. I was like, don't eat that here. Like, I don't need to see this again.
I was going to say, it is heartbreaking for, like, in, like, the restaurant industry.
Ugh.
We see a lot of people. I see a lot of people. Some people you admire. You know what I mean? You look up to, I don't want to say look up to them, but you admire them from a distance.
They're good people.
And then you learn things that it's just like.
You learn that natural selection clearly didn't fucking work, is what you learn.
I just start twitching, like, you know, like, there's, like, a bug in me or something.
Yeah, because it's like, what's going on?
Yeah. Deadbeat parents, low standards, smelling bad. Wait, this is a good one. Who wrote this one down? No goals, a bum, a scrub.
I don't want no scrubs. That is true, though.
People who lack ambition, that is a turnoff. I don't even want to say lack ambition. People who just
No, but it's like you just don't slugs. Have, like, goals for yourself. And you don't, like...
Yeah.
If you don't have any... I mean, okay. You don't need to have some, like, well-thought-out, seven-step plan for your dream.
Listen, if you want to work...
Just have, like, aspirations, like, things that you want to do with your life. If you just sit here and you're really like, okay, here I am. It's just another day.
Honestly, life is really not that, like... It's hard. Don't get me wrong. Like, the times we are in are kind of trash. Technology is pretty cool, but, like, after that, like, everything else is kind of trash. Like, I know, like, probably, like, 15 people's, like, Instagrams that have been hacked. So, like, yeah, I mean, everything's kind of trash. You know what I mean? But, I mean...
You know, it's just not, like, I don't...
I know. I just literally had to stop and, like, I don't know. It's not that hard to literally just get up...
And do something.
And just go to work. If you just get up, go to work, and go home... You know what I mean? And pay your bills and do what you gotta do.
I think the biggest thing of it is, like, you saw it. Okay, COVID was, like, a weird example because it's not like people had many options to do things.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone was getting the money. Nobody wanted to go back to work. Nobody wanted to do anything.
Motherfuckers still don't want to go back to work.
If you give people the chance to do it, like, it's sad, but most people are inherently lazy.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, if you give them that out and it's like, okay, well, I have this money, so I don't have to worry about, like, that. And then you would think that people would go out and, like, if they have their basic needs met, and they're like, I don't have to worry about rent, and, like, I can pay for my food, whatever, etc. They would go out and be like, okay, this is what I want to do. These are my interests. These are my goals. Like, these are my desires and dreams, and, like, work on honing their skills. But no, people don't want to fucking do that.
And I feel like that's, like, one of the biggest, like, turnoffs nowadays. It's just like people who just don't do anything like that. Like, I mean, I get that COVID was, like, real, but, like, my G, it's 2022, halfway through.
Exactly.
Like, we're almost...
And people are still not doing shit.
We're closer to the next Olympics versus the ones that got canceled.
even during COVID, I was literally sitting there and it sucked because obviously there was a lot of people who could just end up working from home, but, like, working in the service industry, you fucking can't.
Yeah.
And I was living with my aunt and uncle
and
my cousin. And I just remember, I was like, every day I woke up and I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I just started running a shit ton, like, just ran all the time.
I started running.
Yeah. I was like, where did this, I don't know where it came from. The one day my uncle literally, like, I was coming back from a run and my uncle was driving out to, like, go find me. But I started doing, like, you can sign up for free online classes. I literally was doing online classes through Duke University.
Yeah.
And, like, you can pay if you want to get credit for it. Like, I can pay $50 to actually just get a credit for the course.
Yeah.
And it's like, at least it's fucking something.
No. Listen, I improved on my design and did new things. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I was back here before COVID. I was out there at the table. And then I started doing them back here during COVID. Mm-hmm. And then hopped on the mixer. Like, that's the only time I honestly would have probably stopped and, like, messed around with it to, like, mix. And then, what else did I do? Yeah, I did start running. I should do that again.
Yeah.
It was
crazy.
It was,
like, you have all that time.
I don't have time now because motherfuckers never loved us.
Yeah.
Yes! Got to say it.
There's no time. That's for sure.
This is a good one. People who are conceited.
Yeah.
People who feel, how do they even say it in the movie This Is The End? Since you're so Mr. Self-Righteous, why don't you go get it? Why don't you go over there and get it since you're so much better than all of us? You know what I mean? Like, people, this is what I was going to say, and now I'm glad it came back, because conceitedness, people who have to come with, like, that little dick energy, like, you know what I mean? Like, people who have to, like, fucking swing their man piece around and, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit's not attractive. Like, at the end of this day, like, you're not fully equipped to, like, handle the ride anyway, which is why you're acting the way you're acting. So just stop. When you act like that, people know, like, you're not equipped to handle the ride. I mean, some people might fall for it, you know what I mean? You can swing, you know, a couple of $100, do what you gotta do, but you're still a bitch. Listen. All right, let me stop talking shit. But yeah, listen, people who are conceited, like, there's a difference between people who are confident and people who are cocky. And honestly, there's a little bit, I don't even mind people who are cocky as long as you're humble. Because some people, they're good at what they do, and I get it. You can take pride in what you do, and sometimes, I think it's more like a basketball player. Like, basketball players, people who play sports, like, they talk shit to each other. We talk a lot of shit to each other. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you gotta stay humble. Like, you could talk your shit during the game, but, like, it's just, at the end of the day, it's just pick up, it's just this, it's just that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could be cool after. It is what it is. It's like, yo, I cooked you for six. You can't guard me. But then after the game, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, good shit, you know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah. You can still...
That makes more sense, because it was like, I don't know if you can really be cocky and humble.
No,
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's like, if you're in the game, that's one thing, but...
Like, for instance, I will use Cam Newton as an example.
Okay.
People took him as, like, a very, like, cocky person the year they went to the Super Bowl because of his, like, touchdown celebrations and shit like that when he was just doing this, and they were just saying... Like, I remember, like, as a bar... Like, I hear a lot of people talk sports to me, so, like, they're just like, man, I fucking hate that guy. He's so cocky. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, he just scored a touchdown. He's just out there enjoying his life. It's like, man, me and Guy are just down here chilling, macking some hoes, and just catching out some lines. You know what I mean? He was just...
I mean, okay. The other thing, too, is, like, sometimes it gets annoying, like, when you have these, like, athletes who are cocky. But at the same time, it's like, look at where they're at. Like,
that's true too.
That type of athleticism, like, you're getting paid millions of dollars to do that. And a lot of these people came up from nothing.
I mean,
so
that's
it's kind of like,
I ain't gonna lie, that's how I feel now behind the bar. People are like, ooh, this is phenomenal. I'm like, yeah, you like that, don't you, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, I let them know, you know what I mean? I made that. That's on me.
Keep in mind, we got a quarterly... No, we need to call you out for this. We get a quarterly inspection at PJ's.
I admitted I was wrong, okay?
And the points that we got off were for the fucking drinks that Jordan made.
Oh, that was different. I didn't know it was supposed to go on top of this drink. I don't garnish. I just mix. I'm a mixologist. I'm a DJ. I mix everything that I can.
I heard. I would
think I mixed babies one day.
Those points, and they were like, for the liquor room. I was like, okay, like, how many points could we have lost for the liquor? And they're like, and Jordan fucked up the drink.
Damn, you see that? They were just quick to throw me under the bus. They're like, yeah, Jordan fucked up. You're getting fucked up now, man.
Okay, but also, they would yell at us for, like, okay, we're supposed to garnish the drinks, but then we'll get, like, yelled at for the cost of, like, our food or some shit.
Well, I think
like, make sure you're ringing
with the one drink, and, like, it was, like, lemonade, and I put too much of the lemon in there. But I put how much the recipe calls for if you use what it says. Like, that's how much...
Yeah, no, I do not put that much in there. I'm literally, like, this is fucking syrup. It's so concentrated.
Hey, listen, I did it to make a statement, all right? And I'd do it again. That's right.
No.
I'll lose some points again.
You do make good drinks, though.
I'm right.
You make very strong drinks. Remember when I first started at PJ's and I was, like, newly 21 at that point? Because, what, that was, like, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And we had Gold Monkey. And you would give it to me in the 22-ounce glass.
No, it wasn't me.
I don't think anybody cares at this point. But that was, I mean, we don't have it on tap anymore. That's probably why.
That's how Willie used
to. I remember, I would, like, leave fucked up.
We always used to.
After, like, one glass.
We'd be like, yo, Jordan, you think you can give me that beer? But put it in the big glass.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing when people come in.
Oh, he would get 60 minutes. That's what we get.
Oh, yes. No, people get, like, pissed off because they're just like, yeah, I wanted the big glass. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
Like, Miller Lite is and Copper are the only ones we put in there.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, no, I want the big glass. I'll pay extra. I'm like, it does not work like that.
Right.
We can't.
Honestly, at the end of the day, like, that shit really don't make a difference. You know what I mean? Like, you're better off drinking in the small glass.
Yeah, because you're not going to drink it fast enough. It's going to get warm and be fucking gross.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the point of that. Especially if you're drinking, like, a craft beer.
Yeah.
It's one, like, there's a reason that it's Copper and Miller Lite.
Yeah. Ugh. Warm beer is gross.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
My name is no. My number is no. My sign is no. You need to let it go. So, honestly, going back to, I kind of wrote this twice, and it was someone not having their shit together pretty much goes back to, like, no goals. I mean... Yes and no. And I can't even say someone who has their shit together because I have to break this down because let's be realistic. I ain't got my shit together. I do and like I don't. You know what I mean? But like someone who's like a complete like dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I feel like after I feel like after a certain age, you can't be a dumpster fire. Like something's gotta be together. You know what I mean? Like
I really like that phrase. I'm going to start using that all the time.
At this age, there should be things that you have in your life going for you that if you don't have going for you, like, it's a turnoff.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I know you're not 30 yet, but for me at 30, honestly, if you're 30 years old and you don't have a job.
Okay, well, that is a huge fucking problem.
Yes.
If you're 30 and you don't have a job?
If you're 30 and you don't have a job, if you're 30 and you cannot find your way of transportation from day to day and figure out how to get around.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't have a car, whatever, I get it. But, like,
Figure it out.
Whether you gotta pay extra for an Uber, you know what I mean? Whether you gotta ride the bus. Like, just figure it out.
That's so true.
Someone who can't buy themselves a meal, and yes, I'm talking about the 4 for $4. If you can never buy the 4 for $4 from Wendy's.
Oh, it's Wendy's.
It used to be the junior bacon cheeseburger, the nuggets, the fries, and then a soda.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it was a 4 for $4. I don't know if they still do it. That shit now is probably like the 4 for $8. Like, what the fuck? How did it go up double the amount of money?
No, 100%. There's no way it's $4. No shot in hell.
It might be, actually, because I feel like the 4-count nuggets, I could easily see being like, all right, it's like $1.59 now, and then the fries probably like $2. Drinks probably. You know what's fucked up? They probably rose the soda by like $1. The thing that costs the least just to make the money back.
I think about that all the time, and I'm like, what you fucking charge for that shit? Or even charging 75 cents for a little tiny thing of ranch? I'm like,
yeah, that shit's wild.
That's a ripoff.
I'm ready to open up my own restaurant. I'm ready to charge $2 per napkin. You need a ramekin to go, that'll cost $1.
Oh my god. You'd be done so quick.
Hey, you never know. The food is good. People will pay for the plastic ramekins.
Probably. Okay, that's pretty good. As long as the food's really good.
Listen, this will be my way. I will find like some type of Gordon Ramsay out there trying to upcome. Be like, listen, man, I'll pay you a lot of money. Be like, but you have like a low budget. She's like, don't worry, man, I'll make it happen. People be like, this is phenomenal. They'll get the bill, and I'll just, you know, make up some prices, you know?
Make up some prices? I don't know about that.
First of all, I'm going to have a utensil. What's the word I want to use?
I don't know where this is going.
Utensil, so to use a fork, a knife, you got to rent it. So it'll cost $3 to rent a fork, knife, and spoon to have a dinner set to eat your dinner.
Jordan, you're going to get people in there who just eat with their fucking hands. That's what you want?
They'll pay the money. I'm not eating that.
I don't know. I think they should be able to.
But if the food looks phenomenal, like, imagine how good that shit looks. That shit's hitting your nose like making your soul rise.
You think George is paying for a fork?
He'll pay for it.
No, he's eating it with his fucking hands.
He'll be like, 3 hours? That's terrible!
That's literally how he talks. Oh, he's my favorite. Not really.
This is another thing. This is what Homeboy Rob told me. Yeah. Homeboy Rob told me as a 52-year-old male.
He's 52?
Yeah.
Damn.
Black don't crack, baby.
Seriously.
He told me, for him, a woman who isn't educated.
Yes. I mean, okay, the thing with that is, well, I guess it's kind of where you stand as a male too. Like, if you're kind of simple-minded.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. What I was going to say.
Yeah,
so,
you're probably pretty fine with simple-minded. But,
so, I would even word it like, education is like, you don't even have to have, like, college education, but, like, you still have to have something going for you, like financially, not financially, but, like, you have to have something going for you, like, with work or with whatever, but, mm-hmm. like, you gotta have something going if, like, you're not gonna be, like, and pretty much when he says educated, like, pretty much common sense is what I want to say. Like, you got at least gotta have common sense in the brain if you never, like, went to college or anything like that. Like, if you're walking around still with, like, I can't lie, if someone was walking around with still, like, a high school type brain, like education, like level,
it's not cute.
And like even like their conversation, like you can kind of tell how people, I feel like you should be able to gauge like how people are like education wise with like their conversation by just even able to hold a conversation. But to me, like that even shows like,
I mean, if you're an adult and you cannot like converse normally,
yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah, and actually,
it's just not cute.
That actually makes me jump to people who can have conversation to like biggest turnoffs of like conversation of people who are like, I told this to Winter earlier, people who are just like one uppers are like, that's a fucking turnoff.
I fucking hate that so
much. It's like, shut the hell up.
Like, what do you stand to gain out of this? Like,
right?
I'm just sitting there. Why do you have that, like, little dick energy so bad?
You're like, oh, word.
No, it's just, like, it's so unattractive. I'm like, cool, like, good for you.
Yeah.
That is, like, my least favorite thing. And I feel like that's something that comes out, too, especially when you're going on, like, first dates. I honestly just hate first dates because they're just so awkward. They really are. And
thank God for me, all my first dates have been dates that I didn't know were first dates. Well, because, like, the first time I went out, like, when we really, like, first went out, like, first date I ever went out together, like, it was never, like, a date, but, like, technically, like, that was, like...
Yeah. No, I guess that's true, because there definitely is, like...
And then everyone else, I just knew.
A difference. Well, that's why it's so much better to just, like, when it happens organically, and, like, it's from, like, friends groups or something. I feel like every person that I've dated was never... Like, actually, like, dated or had a relationship was never just something that was, like, met me and asked me out on a date. It was, like, I knew them. I knew them for a little bit. It kind of, like, grew gradually. Because then you, like, get to know them, and then it's, like, so much easier. It's, like, all right, you vibe with this person or you don't.
Yeah.
And then you're willing to go on the first date. And then that first date's not awkward because it's not, like, the first time you've talked to each other for more than 10 fucking minutes.
That is a fact.
Ugh. But, yeah. Ugh. I hate first dates. But I feel like that's when it comes out, like the one-uppers.
Yeah.
Because I think they're, like, trying to impress you, and it's just like, okay, this isn't really cute. I don't like that.
Yeah, people... Oh, man. That's another thing, too. People who try to, like, impress and be more than what they are, like, if I have to... I feel like people who are trying to, like, impress you, like, I don't know how to take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I guess it's, like, flattering, but sometimes it's just, like...
It's not flattering, though, because more often than not, they can't, like, produce on what they're saying.
Yeah, half the time I just want to be like, it's like, I don't give a fuck, homie. You could have stopped 3 sentences ago, all right? You need to wrap that shit up.
It's so
true. No, listen, man.
I care for a lot of people, and I like
a lot of people, but, like, I don't know, man. Sometimes for me it's a turn off, and, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to stroll in somewhere and just be chilling. You know what I mean? I'm me on my phone. This is me on my phone, like, with my hood up like this. Can't see anything. People are like, hey, yeah! I'm like, yo, man.
You know so many people, though, so it's, like, it's so different. You're such a familiar face, and everybody loves you.
That's why I try to hide the identity sometimes.
Yeah, so they always, like, come up to you, and they just want to say hi, which that's nice. It's, like, a compliment.
I mean, I don't mind doing that. I just don't like when it's, like, yeah, today, little Johnny and I went for a little ride, thought about you. And then,
thought about you. That's fucking weird.
And then, you know, we watched this on TV, and then made us think of you. You should use this for trivia.
Do you understand this is literally our job?
No, I know.
That's why we fucking hate it so much, is because that's our job. Is to sit here and have, like, you, like, give a shit about... I mean, okay, there's a lot...
I really don't mind. I really do
There's a lot of people that I feel like I don't mind having conversations with. Yeah. I'm like, cool, like, I want to know about your life. Like, you're super easy to talk to, but there's people who just, like, don't let you get a word in edgewise, and then it's them just talking at you. I'm like, do you not have anybody to talk to at home?
Yeah.
Like, in your everyday life, is this why you come here? Which, that kind of makes me sad. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, God, I don't
there's,
have time
there's,
for this.
I can say, for me, between bingo, trivia, DJing, everything,
you got a lot.
There's, like, I enjoy having conversations with 98% of the people that I talk to on a regular basis.
Yes.
Like, if I had to count the amount of people I have conversations with on a regular basis, like, this week alone, just for fucking trivia, I had 16 teams Monday night. I think I had 14 teams last night. And then I had another 9 teams tonight again. No, 10 teams tonight at Ron's. So I think I had 40 trivia teams this week between 3 nights.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then, yeah, bingo. And then, yeah, between the bar. And I was on the Uber Eats app. And then I'm out here at Restore meeting my Restore people. What's up, Restore? Shout out. Yo, yo, yo. But, I mean, honestly, that's another thing I can say, too. This is why, I mean, you have always gelled. We've always had, like, good energy and, like, good attitudes with, like, one another. People who have, like, weak-ass, like, attitudes and, like, bullshit, like, attitudes, like, boner kills, pretty much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're literally the fucking worst, too.
Yeah, I just don't, if you're, like, negative.
Yeah. Or
the worst, I cannot fucking stand the woe is me people. It's like as if you're the only person in the whole world who has ever gone through hard times or has to deal with shit. And it's just like, it drives me nuts because there's just so many times where it's like people spew this shit out having no idea about the life of the person they're speaking to.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know. And that shit just I fucking hate that stuff. It drives me nuts. It's like, get over it. Like, cry about it on your own time. Move on.
Cry me a river. Cry about it to, build like, a bridge and get the fuck over it.
And then move on.
And then move on.
Bitching to every fucking person. Like, I don't know. I just don't like that. And nobody wants your pissy ass mood. Like, I'm sorry, but nobody wants it. Like, I'm just not here for it.
Yeah. Someone comes with bad energy. It's just like.
Right? That's why I hate when people bring that shit to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Miller Lite.
And I'm like, all right. Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, she said hi once in a blue moon, bitch. Fuck you.
It actually drives me nuts. Wait. Ready? Hey, how are you?
Diet Coke. Menu. What's the soup?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like sometimes I just am like, whatever. I knew that was going to happen. But there's days where I'm just like, I'm in a really good mood.
She's like, you know what?
I killed it.
This is the last time. You didn't push me over the edge. Fuck you and your soup. Go get your own Diet Coke.
He never gets the fucking soup. He never gets the soup. So why do you want to know about the fucking soup? You never get it. What soup is he waiting for? We have like 5 in rotation. And it's not soup of the day. It's soup of the like 8 days.
I'm not going to lie. Like,
that's what pisses me off.
This is something I've said so many podcasts. Blanket, and anybody who's like been on any, like been around, like I'm sorry to say this again. But like the biggest like turn off for me when guests are sitting at the bar, when people are like, oh no, take my card. Trust me, I tip better. I'm not taking your card.
Because you don't fucking tip, and we know it.
Right?
You might, you'll probably tip 20%, hopefully, but you ain't tipping more.
Nah, usually people who say that tip 15%.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually if they're like, I'm a better tipper.
If you're going to come out and say, like, you tip better, you're a good tipper, tip more than 20 fucking percent. Like, that just has to happen.
And this is, I'm not going to lie, this is a turnoff for me as a bartender when people ask for my name, which is not the main issue, but it's like how many times they use it and I feel like they try to say it to like enter my soul. No, I feel like I'm being violated. I feel like I'm being invaded.
And not even that, because they're trying to get at you personally and they're trying to tell you how great of a job that you're doing.
Yeah.
And then you know that they're going to tip shitty because of that.
Yeah. They're like,
and don't tip me in compliments.
They're like, oh, you're doing a great job. What's your name?
I don't need an ego booster.
Oh, my name's Jordan.
I need to pay my fucking bills. Like, that's the problem.
Jordan, that's a great name. Thanks, Jordan. Jordan, what's your favorite thing on the menu? Jordan, what did you do today? Jordan, tell us about your life. Jordan, what's your favorite drink? Like, how many times did you just say my name?
Wait, that's so weird.
Nah, like, people, and they're like looking into my eyes, too. I'm like, I am a fucking boy. All right? Do not do this to me. Jordan.
Dude, I'm just about to start giving people the wrong name. I don't even, like, at this point,
I'm start making up names.
I don't correct people when I told you, like, that one fucking psychopath who, and I told Rachel this, and he just kept calling me Rachel. I said something to him once, and after that, I was like, all right, I'm done with this. And he just kept calling me Rachel, and I just answered to it. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then he went outside and peed on the car. I was like, all right, well, he thinks my name is Rachel.
Oh, my God. Actually, I can't lie. I'll tell you a turnoff for me at my age. Fucking going out to bars crowded with millions of motherfuckers crawling around like ants.
Jordan, while I don't it's even fucking like that at my age. That's not even like a just your age thing. You get past that so quick, and if you don't, like, you're just way stuck in a weird position. I just don't understand. I mean, maybe if you have, like, a huge group that you're out with, but I don't know who the fuck enjoys going out with, like, one other person to a bar where you can't hear shit, you're spending all this money, shit's getting spilled on you, everything smells, everything's
My Jordans
sticky.
Are getting ruined. Like, me going out is not worth the price of my Jordans.
No, it's not. It's actually not.
Exactly. Unless I'm in a secluded area where I'm providing a party, I'm not
so
there.
Different. That's so different than just like fucking roaming around. And I'm like, ugh, this is exhausting.
So if we had to sum this up, what do you think are our biggest 3 turn-off traits? I would definitely say people who have a shitty attitude is definitely like up there. Because you're shitty attitude, shitty vibe.
I think shitty attitude, shitty vibe. I don't think we talked about it, but, like, honestly, people who are just really fucking needy.
Yeah.
That's, like, I just don't.
That's terrible.
That one's just not good. I'm not a fan.
Chug my wine to that.
Uh-huh.
I would if it wouldn't fuck me up, because I've almost had a bottle tonight now. Well, I had 3 glasses at Rod's.
I knew you drank.
Wait, no, I had two. I had two glasses of wine. Two glasses of wine, Ron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like that's all.
Yeah.
All
the
shit.
If you're. I didn't even dive into that whole section.
Yeah, because you know neediness and.
Like, I mean, it's just we're all adults, man. Like, you should just need yourself first. Like, you have shit that you need to do yourself first. Like,
yeah.
Everything else will come as long as you do what you got to do. Like, there's no need to be like needy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like.
I mean, everyone goes through the phase, and, like, especially as, dude, it's the fucking worst. Like, I know at one point I was, like, I was fucking nuts. I'm probably still a little fucking nuts.
No, I'm nuts. I'm not gonna lie.
But, like, I think everyone, yeah, everyone goes through, like, their neediness and their, like, aggressiveness.
I have my phases. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not my fault. I'm a Gemini, and I have multiple personalities, and I can't help it. I'm a victim of Geminism.
Debatable.
Can I get away with saying that? I'm a victim of Geminizing them.
It sounds like you're about to say you're a victim of, like, genocide. That's what I literally think is about to come out of your mouth. You can say that.
This guy looks kind of weird.
He
looks like that guy that used to come into Peachy's with, like, his girlfriend.
Yes! Oh my god! Yes!
You know what I'm talking about?
Holy shit, he does. Maybe that's him. Wow, they don't come in anymore.
I can't say recently.
He was so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, people who are dicks are just, like, honestly, or, like, people who are dicks are pretty much a turnoff. People who are, I'm trying to think. It's kind of weird for me to say, like, a woman who, like, has, like, an attitude is, like, a turnoff, but, like, it's really not sometimes.
I mean, there's, like, a difference between an attitude and just being a straight-up fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I like a woman with a little attitude that likes to yell.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah. Got that fire. But a girl who is like a bitch for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who's a dick for no reason.
That, I just, honestly, all that stuff I just never understood. I don't know. I just don't get that.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I'm just trying to chill. Like, I don't understand why people just can't chill. Like, people who just don't have, like, a... Like, life is too, like, short to be out here, like, really, like, on some, like, anger shit. Like, people who carry anger, too,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of, like, a turnoff. That's a huge turnoff. People who carry, like, anger, people who carry... People who just carry, like, shit like that, you know what I mean?
Vibes are such a thing, and it's just, like, if you constantly have this, like, negative vibe, and they always say, like, this sounds so... stupid, but, like, speak it into the universe. But it's so true. Like, if you just, like, if you speak it and you believe it, more often than not, like, it does happen in some way, shape, or form. Maybe not exactly how you pictured it, but I honestly do think it's true.
No, I believe it.
So it's just, like, you're fucking negative.
I'm gonna be,
like,
a millionaire.
Bad shit's
one day.
Gonna happen to you because you're only focused on the bad shit. But, like, if you're thinking positive things, it's like you see the good things.
You heard it here first, folks. I'm gonna be a millionaire. And then when I have a millionaire, I'm going to throw a $50,000 party for everyone who believed in me and supported me. And we're going to have a great time. Matter of fact...
I think it's funny that you just, like, have a number on, like, a $50,000 party. That's
your... You know what? No, this is what I'm going to do.
No, I just think it's
I'm about
funny.
To make this shit real lit. It's going to rent out a whole hotel.
Oh, my God.
For a Friday night. Just have a big-ass Friday fucking party and, like, the fucking
whole hotel.
You should
just rent out the Valley Forge Casino.
Oh shit, that'd be lit.
You can do that. I don't think that's legal.
People have weddings there, so like.
No. But I don't think you can, like, literally rent out the casino.
I'm trying to think who would
There's
I actually
no
invite. Like, I know I'd be like, yeah, come through, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I'd have to be sneaky with some people, you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, like, I might have an event. I just don't know what, you know, if I don't know what day I'm gonna do it yet. But then I'm like, yo, Kate, Saturday night, be there. Someone else, I'm like, yeah, like, I'll let you know, you know what I mean? Because I'm a Gemini, you know? Mm-hmm. Today, you know, I might be their best friend. Tomorrow, I might be like, don't fucking talk to me.
So scary.
What's scary?
You're like, best friend, and then don't talk to me. Are you going
to Oh, I would never do that anymore? To you. No, Kate, I love you. You know, I would never not talk to you.
Okay, that's good. That's all I need to know.
That's my best friend. Best friend. My best friend.
Best friend.
So,
that song.
You know, what the hell was I about to say?
You want to know something? I was literally thinking, because when we were talking about, like, turnoffs, and I was, like, thinking about things, and I was trying to be, like, a little introspective here, and think about like things that I've done that have probably been a turn off. And
I
told you, I've like every fucking young female has gone
through
that's
how we'll end
it. She has gone through her crazy phase. And I was literally thinking about the time and I was like hooking up with this guy, and this was in college, and was out of the bar and he didn't want to come out. And I was hammered, and I was like just trying to have a great time. I was like, no, you're fucking coming out, because like I want you to come out.
Yeah.
And I ordered an Uber to his house. And I was like, get in the car.
Dang.
I was like, it's paid for, you have to go out. He actually came out and he hung out for a little bit, but I was like, that might have been one of the most psychotic things I've ever done, because that's like fucking nuts. But
yeah, I mean,
a little aggressive.
What they say in Scary Movie? We all go a little crazy sometimes. Ketchup. Just like the kind my mom used to put on the meatloaf.
Ew!
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know what the most unattractive thing, or the most turn-offest thing I've ever done.
I mean, I'm sure there's...
There's probably at least 15, 20,000 of them I can name, but I just...
Yeah, everyone's their own turn-offs, but... And it's just funny to think about.
Yeah.
Like, things that you've done. I'm sure there's, like, been a million things that I've done.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a million things that I've done.
Yeah.
Oh, well! That was the past. Today's a new day.
Exactly.
And if I did something wrong, it's a new day.
Yes.
1 hour and 25 minutes. So
we're learning.
I'm learning. You know what I mean?
We learn. We
matter of fact.
We're not going to be crazy anymore.
Matter of fact, and starting in 1 hour and 24 minutes, I'm a virgin.
Okay.
It's a new day. So for that whole day and that point on, till I lose my virginity, I'm a virgin.
That's one way to look at it.
I guess that's a terrible example. But I guess another example that I could use is, damn, I thought that was really like the best one I had. It was the best one.
Is that like I'm sober until I drink again tomorrow?
That would come faster. I was just trying to think what might be the longest away. So,
all right, well, cheers to being a born again virgin tomorrow.
One Tree Hill, clean team, baby. Except I'm a clean man.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Ugh.
It's okay. What? Why are you making that face?
I just thought of, like, having sex with someone who's dirty, but not realizing they're dirty until it's...
Ew. Stop. No, I would fucking throw up. Ugh. I'd be like, you disgust me. Leave.
Get out of my presence.
I'd be like, bye-bye.
Oh, shit. Well, Kate, it's been real. Is there anything else that we missed?
I mean, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, that's true. This podcast topic will probably be visited again at some other point.
There's so many turnoffs in the world, but I think we covered the bigger ones.
Yeah.
More common ones.
Well, you know what? So I think we said two things. So if we had the third thing to add to it, I guess it would just be like conceitedness and like people who just feel like they gotta like, I hate when people feel like they gotta like swing their
dick around. Yeah. No, it's not cute.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, when you do that, people just know, like, what's up.
Yeah, people know that you clearly have a fucking problem with yourself.
That means you got LDE.
Yeah, teeny weeny.
Little teeny bopper.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess that's all I got to say. Now me and Kate agree with, like, biggest turnoffs. I feel like most people agree with turnoffs. People in your 30s at least have a job and at least have a plan to, like, in your 30s. Nowadays, if you still live at home, I actually salute that. Save money.
Honestly, save your fucking money if you like your parents, because
if your parents like you, you could still be if you can still be an adult to me at home, I feel like it's beneficial. But at the same time, don't take advantage of your parents. Give them some type of money. Give them some type of something. Something.
Yeah, like do something.
Yeah, don't be a bum.
Buy some groceries, clean
like,
the house.
Don't wake up at like 10 o'clock while dad's outside cutting the grass, you know what I'm saying? It's 98 degrees outside. Why is dad cutting the grass? Wake your lazy ass up, fucking bum. But anywho, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sitting here talking trash on people who are, you know, turn offable. Is that how I would say that?
No, because that makes me think that I could literally just turn them off, which would be nice sometimes.
Yeah. So you're turned off. Podcast is done. Goodbye. Just like the old AOL messenger. Goodbye. Well, Kate.
Oh, RIP.
Yeah, the good old days.
All right. Well, cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers. Thank you for coming on.
Before and after.
Everyone knows where to find me. DJJ_. Did I do it right? DJ_JSmooth00 on Twitter and Instagram. And then the Jordan Rules Podcast on Instagram. And then that's it.